Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Galactic Crossroads are now in view. We are on the beginning of the edge of the most fabulous adventure in human existence. Our species is about to face the main test. What a time to be alive. What a time to be on air. What a time to be interfaced with you and to be able to speak to you. It is a real blessing, and I'm very honored. You know, I feel sorry for our enemies. I'm a gorilla. I've got my primitive side, and I get mad at our enemies, and I get hyped up to have the strength to crush them. But, you know, I'm transcending that, and so are you. Because as long as we've got our eyes on God and justice and love, we will automatically transcend them as Christ did. And our spirits will resurrect above whatever they do to these bodies. And I've seen, just as Martin Luther King talked about, the future. And that vision of us together with our children living an incredible, loving future together. And all the attempts that we see to turn us against each other, and all this great evil that's unfolding, is only because evil wants to keep us from God and keep us from exercising our deed, our paperwork, our promise, our guarantee, our bona fide on the paperwork on this universe. This planet is an egg. It's a seed. And it's got the potential of the universe in it. And what you see on your screen is only the beginning, I can tell you, my friends. And the enemy knows that. But as the energy of Christ is poured into the planet, the enemy is going to try to block that. And is going to run around like cockroaches, scared to death. And it can be disgusting. It can be horrible to watch them vomit their poison and spew their lies and engage in all their psychotic behavior. But don't let them get you down with their poison. Don't even let them get you to the point of hating them. Forgive them and pray that God can change their heart before they're destroyed forever. I had a well-known talk show host asked me a question this morning. He said, is this real? And I'll show you what I was sent. And I said, yeah, is this real? Is that real? Is this real? I showed him the whole blueprint for it. It blew him away. And then the bigger question is, how can that talk show host, he's the top talk show host, how can he then present that to the public when they're not ready for it? Well, you got to be ready for this. The way out of this is getting ready and admitting the universe is big and deep and broad and long and strong and getting into it and stop being afraid and looking down at the dirt. We used to be staring into your grandmother's eyes and up at the universe forever. It's unstoppable. It's unlimited. It is completion. God is completion. Beyond pleasure, beyond ecstasy, beyond anything you can imagine, absolute, total, pure completion, satisfaction to the next order.
Satan is failure, humiliation, and pain. We'll be right back on the other side. Big Friday transmission lined up for you. I'm Alex Jones. Hope you stay with us.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons, and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass-produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You should stay real close to Jesus. Keep that bottle in your hand.
Ideas, all the intuition, all of the invention we need to build a new universe. Because if you're God, what else is there but creating new conscious beings that can create their own new universes? The gift of the water of life. Total consciousness. Total power. But with that power comes completion. So what is left? To be a tombstone of total completion? Or to continue to regenerate, to create new forms of life like a river into the space-time continuum? Why thought forever?
Why thought forever?
Why thought forever? To hit, and I'm going to do it all today. But first, I want to air this Greg Reese report from yesterday. He's already got a new one out. We'll air that later, but it goes to everything. Why is every publication filled with imminent, violent alien invasion? Because the globalists are the aliens. They're the New World Order. They're the anti-carbon people. They're the ones trying to kill us, so they're telling us aliens are about to attack us because they're a pack of Satanists who are already alien because they've gone against humanity. They made themselves alien. They say, we're going to metamorphosize and merge machines, and our ticket to power and Valhalla and Nirvana and heaven is killing you. Well, any entity telling you your ticket to power and immortality is death is a joke. And so I'm just here to let the Satanists know they failed. And you know you have. Here's Greg Reese's report.
In this historical time of awakening, there are now millions of souls across the earth witnessing a powerful hidden hand manipulating humanity. Hidden, so it has no name, so it does not exist in the minds of labels and names. Hidden in the shadows, we will call it the Cabal. This great awakening is the greatest threat the Cabal has ever faced. And we have seen this criminal cabal deploy false flag after false flag to maintain their greatest power, invisibility. Here we will explore the most dire false flag event imaginable, the fake alien invasion. The alien UFO phenomena can be traced back for millennia. We could spend days going through the entire alien UFO mystery with all its fascinating half-truths and misinformation. But these details have been made into a distraction. What matters is if it's possible. Is the threat real? The technology exists. Before World War II, Nikola Tesla died, and we are told by the FBI that his groundbreaking technologies disappeared. After the start of World War II, Dr. Walther Gerlach, an expert on the fluorescence of mercury ions in the strong magnetic field, was brought onto the highly classified D-Glock project, otherwise known as the Bell. Surviving documents suggest that the Bell involved strange anti-gravity and time-altering effects. After the war, the entire project disappeared. Several Nazi scientists came to America under Operation Paperclip, where many of them joined Freemason astronauts and Jack Parsons' Satanist rocket fuel scientists to form NASA. Prior to this, the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951 was enacted, which allowed the U.S. government to suppress any new technology deemed a threat to the country. This led to the suppression of Stanley Meyer's water-fueled car, John Hutchinson's mysterious Hutchison effect. And as of 2010, over 5,000 inventions have been rendered secret. Through all this time, UFO sightings became more common. The entire alien UFO phenomena becomes a part of pop culture. The U.S. military develops direct energy weapons. Inexplicable damage seen at the World Trade Center 9/11 attacks and the California wildfires suggest some type of advanced weapon technology that has the ability to melt glass and steel and burns homes into a pulverized footprint of powdered ash. Whistleblowers with Stephen Greer's ongoing disclosure project have witnessed government projects wherein civilians are abducted in fake alien abduction scenarios. They have seen the top secret UFO type crafts that our military is developing, and they claim it would easily fool the public as being alien technology. If the cabal were to deploy the fake alien invasion, it could be game over. The mask mandates have revealed how easily compliant the population is. They will believe whatever they are told. And the rest of us could be wiped out within weeks with direct energy weapons and whatever else they have up their sleeve. We are now seeing a sort of disclosure as if they are preparing us, continuing to warn us of the alien threat. We know the cabal has the will to do this, and it seems they have the means as well. But if we can destroy this evil cancer, then humanity has a chance. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Very important report warning the fake alien invasion threat is real. It's got about 487,000 views at Band.video launch yesterday. It could reach 100 million people. We can change the world if you do it. So here's what's going down, folks. The establishment's scared. They've made their deals with whatever it is. It's obviously anti-human. John Kerry, we got a clip of this coming up, just said all carbon should be banned. Trees are carbon. Grass is carbon. Your puppy dog is carbon. Your daughter, your son is carbon. Your mother, your father's carbon. This is full-on psycho stuff. These are not good people. And what's crazy is they're saying it openly to you that humans are a disease, but now carbon's bad when carbon is the life form base of the planet. They're aliens. The aliens are already here. They're already creating human-animal clones. They're already creating aliens and lambs. That's just what these things do, okay? It didn't come from a distant star. They're devil worshippers. They're possessed. It's an interdimensional attack. And I don't know if it's a football game for these things or whatever it is to destroy our planet, or they're threatened by us, what we're going to become in the future. But I talked to top military people, you name it, and they all agree this is an alien attack. You look at every level of this, it's the only way it makes sense. But let's just move on from that. Maybe it's just psychos want to kill everybody and they're nuts, think they're going to become God. Regardless, we've got to challenge them and say no. So when we come back, I got asked this morning, you know, like, oh, I see this. Is this real? What do you think of this? And so I just, in like 2 minutes, sent the person a few little clips, a few little linkies. And I thought, you know, why don't I show listeners this? Because for me, this is all really old news. Then I got to remember, hey, you got a lot of folks tuning in every day. They need to know the basis. People ask, like, how did Jones know this? I love how they attribute it to, like, all these psychic powers and things. No, it's attributed to reading the globalist documents and then watching it all come true later. That's what it is. It's like saying, somebody says, I'm coming to your house to kill you. And they show up with a butcher knife. I mean, you have the intent. They've said their intent. They've shown up. They're trying to act on it. And am I going to walk up and say, here I am, go ahead and stab me? I mean, this is not rocket science, folks. You just got to admit to yourself that it's happening and then say, do I just want to be like concrete, it rolls over? Do I just want to be this passive thing that goes along with this? And I really don't think you're that. So this broadcast is about warning you to get you ready. Are you going to be ready? Are you going to say no? Are you going to stand up for yourself? That's really the big question. Stay with us. It's Friday, April 23rd, 2021.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Good old Johnny Cash.
Back down.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
There ain't no easy way out.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
And once you do it, you're completed. You're like, wow, why did I stand my ground before? What's it all about? Not standing your ground is slavery. So, let's talk about this. If I just get up here and I talk about Bill Gates and Prince Philip and Ted Turner and Oprah Winfrey meeting in secret in London and New York City and L.A. and Austin, Texas and Omaha, Nebraska, that's where they've met, to talk about killing you and how it's even in the news, you're like, eh, so what? Okay, there's an article. They met in secret to depopulate us. But what if I came on air and I said it was a good thing to poison you and kill you and dumb you down and annihilate you? And I cynically talk like they do behind the scenes, like demonic snakes promised by their God they'll simply poison and dumb people down and suppress people if they'll be empowered. Maybe I should talk like that because, you know, I wonder about the people over at Netflix and Amazon and Google and Facebook and Twitter and Apple that engage in all this incredible suppression of knowledge, digital book burning, pure evil, and they claim it's for this greater good. And then you look at who they are and what they produce, it's nothing but destruction. But they're the losers that signed on to this thing to carry out the evil. You know, they said there's nothing new under the sun. But there are new suns. There are new creations. So it's not really a true statement. But let's do this. You know, I'll actually do this next segment because it's not that I'm even building this up. But if we just sit here and calmly talk about this and like don't have some fanfare, like I said before, the 20th Century Fox intro that Rupert Murdoch, when he bought it 30-something years ago, 50 years ago, whatever it was, ripped it off. But from the old British newsreels, they would have searchlights from World War II. That was the newsreels when London was being bombed. They would have the image of searchlights in the sky because they were under the Blitz. Then we go, dun 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 dun. We go, do. And then it would, and it's nothing against Rupert Murdoch. It's just funny. Everybody thinks that's Fox, you know, movie intro to Star Wars, all those classic movies is that image. But it's really wartime newsreels stylizing. So people thought this is just a game being bombed by the Germans. Here are the spotlights up in the sky to try to make everybody relax while 1,000-pound bombs were raining down on top of them. And yeah, that's the more modern 20th century Fox. You've got the old original. Remember, it was like blue on a hill and it would like show the light shooting up. And that was 20th century Fox. But we're going to start the next segment with that, with a 20th century Fox intro to build this up, to give it the momentum it needs. Because, you know, we saw that back in 1977 with Star Wars, and here comes the Death Star to kill us around the planet and everything, and it's so exciting. But this isn't a fantasy movie. This is the real world. And this is all the real players, the Bill Gates, the David Rockefellers of the world, admitting that they are setting all of this up against us. And so I just spent 2 minutes this morning sending links to my producers of these stacks of articles right here. This is just 2 minutes. I can go for hours. I could have hundreds of feet of paper here and video clips where they're saying they want to kill you and your family, and they run the world. Oh, Jones is a little extreme. He says that this might be a depopulation operation. They say it's a depopulation operation. And then the argument you always get back from people is, well, there are a lot of people. Oh, so you're going to go do it? You're going to go kill everybody? Again, who are you to decide who lives and dies? And then you enter that whole equation. The truth is, no one, not Bill Gates, not Queen Elizabeth, not the Saudi royal family, not the Japanese, not Xi Jinping, not the Sanhedrin Easter bunnies. None of these groups are even in control. They are pretending like they're in charge. They've just stood down and let evil take over. Because it's a spirit. And what is a spirit? To an ancient, they just said, if something comes in somebody, it's a feeling, it's a program, it's a broadcast, it's a transmission, it's a seduction, it's something you get hit by, like the sun, or water, or any transmission you receive, or food you eat that has nutrients that your body understands and knows how to interface with. Well, there is a spiritual attack, which now with their spectrometers and electron microscopes and deep space arrays and radio telescopes, they can read it and know there are transmissions aimed directly at us. And some transmissions tell us to prosper and be successful and be nice and be good. And other transmissions tell us to pull our eyeballs out and cut our genitals off and jump off cliffs. And the people that have gone along with those transmissions, they want us to join with them. They want you to be in simpatico. They want you to be in communion. They want you to join with them. And I simply tell you, you have a free will. And you don't have to listen to Hollywood or MTV or the devil worshipers or the Satanists or the weaklings or the failures or the scumbags. You can decide that you love God. But I'm going to stop preaching at this point, and I'm going to come back and hit nothing but hard news, totally focused today, with just one little window into this. And one little question I got about what I thought about a particular quote. And is that quote accurate? We'll hit that next segment. And then who do we got coming up today? Wow, we got Laura Loomer, who's been totally censored and attacked. She was just at a big Trump event. Got some exclusive video for us. And we got Stu Peters, host of the Fourth Hour. That is all coming up today. And after Laura leaves us at 12:30, we'll have her on for 30 minutes. We're going to take your phone calls the last hour and a half of this Friday broadcast. I'm Alex Jones, extremely honored, extremely blessed to be here with you today during this amazing time of global awakening. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 Worldwide. 1776 Worldwide. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fitting for the bombshell information I'm about to release to you. So this morning I was talking to a very well-known national talk show host, and he asked me, do you think this is accurate? This Jacques Attali, one of the top advisors of the French government in the last four decades. And I looked up the quote, and then I noticed that he was denying the quote, but they said, well, it's taken out of context in the non-French translation. So they didn't deny the quote. They just said it's a little different than what the actual translation was. Very, very cute. Can I get over here and shout out this place for TV viewers? So here's his Wikipedia. Now, what did he say or what did someone attribute to him that people got so upset about? Then I'm going to show you similar statements from Henry Kissinger and other top globalists like Prince Philip that just made the jump into hyperspace. This was posted to Infowars.com as a comment yesterday. And Rob knew it about 10 o'clock at night, sent me a text and said, what do you think of this? Well, I went and looked it up and said, yeah, he said it. He debates the French translation. It's like saying, I'm going to blow your head off with a shotgun. I'm going to blow your head off with a rifle. It's apples and oranges here. But, I mean, Jacques Cousteau said this. Oprah Winfrey said this. Ted Turner said this. They've all said it. So let's Bill Gates has said, let's stop denying what's said. But here's what got people so upset. Here is some text from an interview Jacques Attali did in 1981, which makes me think of our current situation. Now, they're not denying that decades ago he was quoted as this. They're just claiming it's a false quote now. Isn't that funny? Oh, so the false quote just predicted it all, right? Well, wow, whoever wrote the false quote then is psychic, right? See how that works? When you read the finer print in the fact-checking thing, six people, well, he did say something similar, but it's not exactly, it's not a perfect French translation. Oh, now I understand. Thank you. I didn't know that word. So, here is some text from an interview with Jacques Attali, did in 1981, which makes me think of our current situation. Jacques Attali is a globalist and was special political advisor to French president from 81 to 91. He was the first head of the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, 91-93. That's the key. That's Marshall Plan 2.0. Now, this is a quote attributed to him, which he says was misquoted, but is a real quote. But ask yourselves, is this not what's happening? Because he's been saying for 10 years this is a wrong quote. Oh, okay. Well, whoever wrote it was really smart then. In the future, it will be a question of finding a way to reduce the population. We will start with the old. Hank Aaron. Oh, sorry. Let me start over. In the future, it will be a question of finding a way to reduce population. We will start with the old. Because as soon as he exceeds 60 or 65, man live longer than he produces. And what do we hear Ezekiel Emanuel that wrote Obamacare? He said we should kill people at 75. I mean, he said that on TV. No one's saying this. No, they just all say it. No, it's fake. Oh, yeah. Like Fiona Hill, remember, she said, I don't know what a globalist is. I don't know who George Soros is. I just headed up his foundation, and I'm the head poster at the blog website, theglobalist.com. It's like Hitler saying, I don't know who Hitler is. I mean, it's like a dolphin saying, I don't know who Flipper is. Or Superman saying, I don't know who Krypton is. But let's just go back here. Or the wolf saying, I don't know who the German Shepherd is. In the future, it will be a question of finding a way to reduce the population. We will start with the old, because as soon as he exceeds 60, 65, men live longer than he produces. And that cost society dearly. Then the weak, then the useless ones who bring nothing to society, because there will always be more and more of them, and especially, finally, above all, the stupid ones. Euthanasia, targeting these groups, euthanasia, will have to be the essential instrument of our future societies in all cases. We do not be able to execute people or organize camps. No, a little too obvious. We will get rid of them by making them believe that it is for their own good to large a population, and for the most part unnecessary, is something economically too expensive. Socially, it is also much better for the human machine, it's a machine, we're not free will, to come to an abrupt halt rather than gradually deteriorating. The human machine must come to an end, you see. This is not human doing this. We won't be able to pass intelligence tests on millions and millions of people, you imagine. We will find something of cause. It's a pandemic that targets certain people, a real economic crisis or not, a virus that will affect the old and the weak. It doesn't matter the weak will succumb to it. The fearful and the stupid will believe in it and ask to be treated. We will have taken care to have planned the treatment. A treatment that will be the solution. The selection of the idiots will thus be done by itself. They will go to the slaughterhouse of their own. The Future of Life, Jacques Attali, 1981 interviews, Michael Solomon Collection.
Oh, how liberal.
Now, that's what's going on. That's what's happening. But let's just move to the next exhibit. No, Attali did not want a pandemic to reduce the population, says the Teller report. I mean, yes, he did do an interview and said some of it, but it's misquoted. Of course it is. Fiona Hill doesn't know what globalism is. She's just the editor of The Globalist. But let's move on to another little friend. Oh, another liberal. Prince Philip, quote, about reincarnating as a deadly virus to solve overpopulation. And the London Guardian was like, yes, he said it, but it's loving. He said he wants to kill the majority of humanity because we're subhuman, but it's liberal. It's liberal. And then there's this liberalism. Kissinger's 1974 plan, the year I was born, 47 years ago, for food control genocide. Why, here's mainstream news reporting on it. Human Life International, U.S. government population control, and it's got all the quotes, but don't believe them. They're Christians, bad people. Let's read the actual State Department Memorandum, National Security 200, 1974, 47 years ago. And their whole plan for you, poison vaccines, dumping toxic waste in Latin America, Africa, and Asia to kill the subhumans. But Henry Kissinger's Jewish, so he's liberal. Oh, Henry Kissinger, kill me. Oh, my gosh, you're a liberal. Kill me. You're so liberal. Oh, you teach us. Thank you, Henry Kissinger. Thank you, head of YouTube, with your awards for free speech. So I thought today I would just ask the question, you know, do you like being killed? Do you like being murdered? And you know, did we answer the question about Jacques Attali and what he's up to? But after all, there are too many people. So do what David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Kissinger say, or you're racist. If you don't support global genocide, the ADL and Mr. Greenblatt is going to be very upset. So I suggest all of you do whatever Kissinger tells you to do.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the father of psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud claimed his father molested all of his siblings. Freud was a cocaine addict, as well as a pedophile advocate, who taught that children sexually lusted after their parents, and that children who reported sexual abuse by adults had either imagined or fantasized the experience. He believed that women were the problem with society, and all their problems stemmed from not having a penis. Freud's grandson, Sir Clement Freud, has been accused of molesting multiple young girls and was suspected in the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. Sigmund Freud's sister, Anna Freud, whom Freud claimed was regularly molested and abused by their perverted father, gave birth to Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, the father of propaganda. Bernays took his family's work in psychology and used it to help governments and corporations manipulate the minds of the public. Hired by the American Tobacco Company, Bernays manipulated women into buying more cigarettes by convincing them that smoking was a form of feminist liberation. During this propaganda campaign, he dubbed cigarettes torches of freedom. Thanks to Bernays and his family's twisted legacy, social engineering became big business. Modern psychology was used to exploit mankind's mental weaknesses, nurture the public's lower desires, and turn people into mindless consumers. Is it any surprise, then, that the great nephew of Edward Bernays is none other than Mark Bernays Randolph, the co-founder and original CEO of Netflix. Does anyone really think this is a coincidence? Netflix has not only replaced network television as the premier home of pop culture, it is also continuing the degenerate, depraved social engineering of the Bernays-Freud legacy. In 13 Reasons Why, Netflix was accused of romanticizing suicide during a recent increase of teenage suicides. In The Devil Next Door, they were accused of rewriting history to deceive viewers into believing that Poland was responsible for establishing Nazi death camps. In The First Temptation of Christ, Jesus Christ is depicted as a homosexual. And a Texas grand jury indicted Netflix for depicting child sex in the movie Cuties. Netflix and chill, the new preferred method for brainwashing the masses. Brought to you by one of the most depraved, degenerate families of the modern era. Turn it off and wake up. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Very important cutting-edge report, pedophile propagandist roots of Netflix, banned.video. These people are sick. They have a mission to hurt you and your family, period. They are satanic. All right. Last segment, I covered government documents. Indisputed. State Department Memorandum 200 and others. To poison and kill and sterilize and murder you and your family. Now, that's not our whole government doing that. That's David Rockefeller's minion, his attack dog, his protege, his aide-de-camp, his assistant, Henry Kissinger. So we just played that for you. We just showed you that. But let's show you Bill Gates, the heir of the Microsoft / IBM Cold Springs Harbor fortune, talks about the positives that COVID did for shutting down society. And then him 6 years ago talking about GMOs right into children's veins. Let's play clip 12 and 13 back to back.
Apparently, the pandemic has been eye-opening. I mean, most of it's super negative. The loss of life, the loss of learning, the mental stress, you know, particularly for women, for communities of color. So in no way is it anything but an awful development. There are a few things in terms of improving vaccine platforms and getting the world focus on very ambitious goals for infectious diseases, like finally getting rid of flu or HIV, which, you know, we can do those things. And I'm sort of putting together the, you know, post-pandemic, never let it happen again plan, which in terms of government resources will be tens of billions. Well, the entire pandemic, CO2 emissions have only gone down less than 10%. So despite the extreme change in travel behavior, we're still building roads and buildings and NEAT and all those emitting activities. And so, it helps a little bit, but it's really multiplying by zero that gets you that, the goal.
Everybody, yeah.
And so, yes, it will change things a lot, including, you know, I'll do things very differently. But climate has gotta be not just a 20%, 30%, 40%.
So he's top. God. I mean, carbon's bad. Humans are bad. You got cars. You got meat. I mean, it's carbon. And John Kerry just said, I'll play it a little bit of a moment, we got to get rid of all carbon. That's if aliens landed, we're anti-human, they'd say. We're anti-carbon. Whole planet's carbon. This is just outrageous. So here's the next clip. Here's Bill Gates 6 years ago about injecting kids with untested GMO, which he now supports.
You know, is there something to worry about with medicines? That is, might some of them have side effects? Do we need safety testing? I mean, and we're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein. So, yeah, I think maybe we should have a safety system where we, you know, do trials and test things.
Oh, we should have. He's just getting off on how he's killing you, getting off on what he's doing to you. These are true monsters. Here's John Kerry just said this yesterday. We need to remove carbon dioxide entirely. Well, the whole Earth would die. So John Kerry calls for all plants to die on Earth, the end of the carbon cycle, death on the planet. Here it is.
You're off to such a great quick start. You said twice getting to net zero is going to be hard, really hard. And just remind everybody that will depend on whether or not we have some breakthrough technologies and breakthrough innovations, number one. But even if we get to net zero, we still have to get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. So this is a bigger challenge than a lot of people have sort of really grabbed onto yet.
So imagine what they do. We have to ban the common coal, so we're going to give you all these deadly shots and kill you and control you. And we've got to get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere that's always been there at higher levels than it is now. The perfect tailoring for the total takeover. Listen, if you want to keep us on air, that's up to you. Quite frankly, I've become very peaceful lately because I've got a great relationship with God, and I've been getting myself ready for what's coming. But I need money in this temporal universe. It's all a bunch of garbage, but it's still a symbol of energy to be able to stay on air, keep this crew here, and chronicle what these damn monsters are doing. They hope you don't support us. They hope you don't take action. They hope you just sit there in the dirt and roll over. But we've got some good news. Vaso Beats has been sold out for months. It's a concentrated beet extract that's super strong that creates chemicals in the blood, chemicals in the body that are very well known to be good for your heart, your arteries, your brain, like nitrous oxide. The other evil gas of the planet that they obviously want to destroy. And it's back in stock. It's very hard to get these products down as the supply chain is breaking down. We only get the highest grade, the best concentrates, the best labs. A bunch of labs are getting bought out. There's a huge consolidation happening, but it's back in stock. $19.95, 50% off, 100% reviews. People absolutely love Vaso Beats. Get it and fund the InfoWar. But it costs us a lot to produce this, so we got to sell a lot to fund ourselves. Vaso Beats, now available again at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, all storable food. Got another big sale. PrepareWithAlex.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest selection, highest quality. 10% off already, the best prices out there. You need to get prepared with all the craziness going on for what's coming in the future. It's a no-brainer to have water filtration, air filtration, storable food. And, of course, relationship with God and having friends and family is more important than that, but this comes second. Prostaguard, that's a soft palmetto, great for men, great for women. It's advertised for men, but it's great for women's glands as well. It's got all those key essential vitamins and things in it as well. It's really a multivitamin with soft palmetto, Prostaguard. Winter Sun Plus, high-quality D3, a big dose of that with vitamin K for immune system. It's available 40% off. Rocket Rest, a super strong formula of melatonin, L-tryptophan, valerian root, so much more. That's 40% off. Pure Turmeric Liquid, we've been sold out for 6 months of bodies because we just can't get it right now at the 97-95% humanoid we get it. But we do have the liquid turmeric that's very strong as well. It's about to sell out, but I'm still keeping it 40% off at all t-shirts for $17.76. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.